get my cue.
Yes. Blog Talk Radio.
I get a buzz every time we kissed. Get high on your skin underneath my fingertips. Baby, you were that rush running through my veins. And now this heart is crashing hard since you walked away.
Good.
Thanks for doing this today.
Absolutely. We appreciate you having us on the show.
I like to start out every interview with the same two questions. Well, they're not really questions, but I sort of kind of introduce yourself and to tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm Todd. I'm the front man. I'm the only one that can make the call today. The other folks are unfortunately tied up in some in their current jobs. But I kind of got into music back. I think a lot of people start out in the church. I mean, that's kind of when I first started. Really playing and performing in front of people. It's always, I was kind of hooked whenever I would really just hear songs that would catch me and the melodies and stuff as a kid. And so, I instantly started taking on start out on piano and then transferred over to guitar and have just stuck with it. And, of course it's a lot it's a lot of training, a lot of discipline to yourself to keep at it. And so from there on, man, it's just, it's just kind of putting the dream with the skills together and just really enjoying it. So that's how we got into music.
That's awesome. And something else, whenever we have a bands on the show, I'm always interested to hear how bands got their names. And Adair's Run is a really freaking cool name. I'm just going to say that right now.
Well, hey, we appreciate it. Yeah, after being in several other bands growing up, the name has always been the hardest part, but to come up with, I will say that, and it was extremely hard to come up with a Dare's Run, but when we kind of sat back and thought about it, it was kind of sitting right in front of our face the whole time. For us, it's an area where I personally grew up and spent a lot of time on this road, and it's a road back in Princeton, West Virginia, and for me, there's a lot of stories, a lot of songs that come off of that road. So that's where it kind of fit with the songs that we were writing at the time and kind of the direction we were going with the group.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I think I'm going to turn things over to my co-host, Craig, for a second. Craig,
yes,
are you there,
buddy? Yes, I am. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being a guest. What I wanted to ask you is, how did you decide that country music is the type of music that you wanted to play, and how did you end up forming the band?
I think country kind of chose us, man. You probably hear from my accent. When I kind of started to go the rock route for a little bit, I mean, obviously I've embraced a lot of classical rock roots. But, when it came to actually how I sing and obviously growing up in Southern West Virginia, I've developed kind of that Appalachian accent. And so it just kind of more or less fit for what we were doing. I grew up on a farm and so the whole roots of country music is a lot of storytelling, and that's what I tend to do in songwriting as well as the rest of the guys. So, as we kind of noticed, it just fit with the songs we were writing, the stories that we were kind of telling, and mixing that with a little bit of rock roots, just a little bit of an edge on it. You kind of went the path more of, hey, we're kind of a little bit edgier of a country band. So, that seems to be encompassing the way the music industry was changing at that time. Country kind of has began to welcome, more subgenres, and that's kind of where we fit in.
Yes, how have you enjoyed performing country music? Has it continued to mix well in with your songwriting?
Absolutely. The fans are just great. I mean, they're just huge support. They really enjoy what we're doing and our style and obviously the covers that we mix in. When we're doing a live show and we've got to, do several hours at a time, we kind of, play the stuff that has influenced us dating all the way back to the 80s and the 90s, and then we'll mix it in with, some of today's country stuff that's hit big. And I think that overall it's just a good variety that, the fans really enjoy it. It just continues to grow. I mean, just, you know, word of mouth has spread so much now. You know, we've gone from, you know, half full houses to completely packed and sold out shows. And it just clearly, you know, the more we kind of continue to work a circuit, it's just grown for us. So the fans are most definitely enjoying it. They're coming back second and third times, fourth times, just to see us again. So it's been great.
Well, that's great. Getting constantly getting people continually to see your shows, you know, is a big step in the right direction. You know, I've seen
absolutely
my favorite country artists multiple times, and I always look forward to seeing them again. How was your reception?
Absolutely.
Did you play at the Wild Horse Saloon?
Oh, it's wonderful. Those folks, we've had a lot of people go on our social medias and send us messages saying, hey, absolutely the best show they saw all weekend and you know, et cetera, just absolutely loved it. So, you know, definitely excited about that. It's a great, great feeling, you know, anytime that you can, you know, obviously, you know, anytime you kind of capture the fans that much, that they remember your show out of all the shows that they came to Nashville and saw. That's what we want.
No, that must have made you feel awesome.
Yeah,
let me ask you this.
Great.
Go ahead, Cody.
Let me ask you this, Todd. I know you mentioned social media before. How has social media affected Adair's Run's career so far?
Really, up until I would say about a year ago, it kind of did in a sense, but not so much on our end, more or less on the venues promoting us, you know, on their social media. Obviously, they have built-in crowds. They have built-in fans on their own web pages, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, et cetera. I would honestly say that it didn't really start affecting us until within about the last year, and to where we were actually able to start getting some real numbers, you know, some fans that are clearly engaged, you know, on a daily, weekly basis, monthly, you know, to where they're starting to see. And for us, you know, we've really focused on adding more videos, and that's something actually I need to work on is, yeah, you know, trying to get some more live videos up, because then they kind of tend to share it, like, hey, I was at this show. You guys should check this band out. Like, oh, or, you know, we've even used fan videos and reshared them on our page, and that just really gets them excited. Like, oh, wow, they like my video enough to reshare it. And so what that does just continues to reach more and more people organically. And I would say it's just now starting to gain traction to where we're starting to get new fans almost every day, you know, taking time to click on our page, click on the likes, and you know, kind of diving into the analytics of it. You know, there's a lot more traffic now just because it took for us venues putting us out there, putting our name out there so that people would be like, hey, I've seen it. Adair's Run. What is this? What is it? You know, before they actually start kind of checking it out. And then now, you know, obviously we've got, you know, our own personal fan bases. We team up to promote, you know, those events, and specifically within, you know, a radius of a zip code, you know, of where we're performing at. And it's actually driven a lot more traffic to our shows, so, and to our music.
That's awesome. That's great. As I was telling you off air, the song we played, mm-hmm. I host my own indie country radio countdown.
Mm-hmm.
This song came in at a number 3 on the countdown about a month ago.
Yeah. That's just, man, it's just awesome. I mean, it that just made our day.
I let me ask you this. There's a couple questions I've always asked in pretty much every interview. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Yes, I would. I would go back and do a lot more of live videos, especially like just playing some cover tunes, some things that have influenced me in songwriting, and play a lot more, you know, originals and mix them in, and target the social media. I kind of looking back now, seeing how well it actually works, I wish I'd have got about a 3-year start on it, because I think just from kind of reviewing the numbers, We could have had it. I think we'd be at a completely different level right now than where we are. We're getting there, but kind of took a diversion off the trail versus if we would have done that and really targeted. I don't think anybody realized how powerful social media was going to play into music until literally the last 3 or 4 years, 3, 4, 5 years ago, as a discovery channel to really get the new music.
And that's how I actually discovered you guys, was through social media.
Yep.
And I told you this off air. I said I first heard you guys on my buddy the Iceman's Any Country Countdown. And
right.
The second I heard the song, I was like, I have to check this band out. They're just great.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot. That means a lot to us.
This is sort of a fun question. If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
I'd probably be somewhere in sales. I've always kind of done sales. I'm not big on the customer service aspect of things, but I like selling. That's just kind of my thing. I kind of use those skills. I'm good at it. I use it with our band all the time to get us in. It's how I got us in a lot of the venues. You really just kind of sell them the product. Hey, here's what we do, and just, state the facts. So I'd say I'd do something in sales. I'd still probably be a part of the music business. So in doing that, promoting other bands or whatever I could do. I mean,
right.
I don't think it ever really truly leaves your heart once it's kind of in there.
Right.
Coach, can I ask a question?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, buddy.
Sure. I wanted to ask you, what would you be collaborating with in the future? That's one. And two, do you plan on performing at CMA Fest in June?
Say the first part. I missed the first part. I apologize.
The first question is, what country artists would you be interested in collaborating with in the future if you had the opportunity?
I would say, Eric Church obviously is phenomenal. He's just a great writer all around. I mean, I just like what he does. Like, he sticks to his guns. He's completely, the person that he portrays is him. Like, I believe that's him. I don't believe he's being anybody else. When he cuts songs, I mean, they're his. Like, it's something that he's lived. So, for me, from collaborating, I just think, like, we could probably mash a couple stories together and come up with a cool song. I definitely enjoy doing that. Or even, Brantley Gilbert or Dirk Bentley, both of those guys, too, are great writers. And I think, they're a lot like me in writing with the whole storytelling piece. That's just a huge aspect for, what goes into every co-write, something that we've lived. I think it'd be cool to collaborate with either one of them.
How about another artist who also came from West Virginia, Mr. Paisley?
Yeah, Brad. Yeah, you know what? Brad would be cool to collaborate with. I mean, gosh, obviously, man, he's just got some phenomenal guitar skills and melodies that he comes up with. I think from the West Virginia standpoint, it'd be cool just because we kind of we kind of both embrace those hometown roots. It would be cool to check out, just to see what kind of comes, because we're both kind of different styles of the country. So, but I definitely think it would be fun to, try and collaborate with them. And even, I'd say another person too, she's kind of Texas country, and she's whatever. But I think Casey Musgraves is a great writer too. I always thought she's got a really cool spin on things and the way that she sings songs and stuff. I think it'd be really cool to collaborate with her.
Yeah. Brad and Casey are all great. And Dirks as well. And Brantley Gilbert. Those are all great names that you mentioned. I'm sorry, you were about to mention someone else?
I'm sorry, what? Go ahead. I missed that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I interrupted. Were you about to mention anyone else?
No. Those are my top five. So.
Okay. I want to talk about music for a second here. Is there any plans for any music from you guys in the future?
Yes, actually, there is. We're kind of doing some changes in production wise. We're kind of, you know, checking out some, exploring some different areas, just kind of matching closer to what our live show is. So we're going to kind of still have like a little bit of rock edge roots, you know, and stuff, but, you know, we're going to put, you know, a lot more, I guess, for us to encompass some different melody styles for the new music. We're going to try and blend the two together and see what we come up with. And so we've got some new music we've been working on in the studio, just kind of bouncing around some ideas. We've been doing some demos. We haven't gone in and fully cut, any complete finished versions of any song, but we're doing some cool stuff with the production on the demos right now, just to see, you know, how it kind of fits, and testing it out, you know, really with our social media fan base first, and then kind of driving it home with the live show, throwing in some of these songs and seeing how they do. So
that's awesome. I'm gonna throw a scenario at you real quick. Okay.
Okay.
When Adair's Run takes off, and you guys are winning a CMA award after CMA award, what's the one thing you want to be remembered for?
Gosh, that's a good question. One thing you want to be remembered for? I would say I would say we want to be remembered as being, you know, and this is kind of general, but just true to our roots, you know, like, you know, we've always been, you know, very true in our faith, you know, obviously the good Lord and Jesus, you know, obviously, you know, big on family and how that's influenced us and growing up and the storytelling. But, you know, not only that, being able to take all the, everything you've lived through and put it into a song, it's something that's real. The listener can relate to, and it's not just a sellout. I guess I don't ever want to, you know, be thought of as that. And I don't think the rest of the band does either. We just want to be able to encompass that, hey, that's who they are. What you're seeing live is exactly who they are in person and through their songs, and let us express our roots to their entirety in every song. That's what we are. And so that's kind of what we want to be remembered for.
That's awesome. You know, and I'm going to say this now, and I'll say it again probably at the end of the show, but I have a lot of respect for what you guys do.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, even though the show we us here at the show are not in the music industry in the same capacity as y'all, it's a tough business, and that's just a respect country artist so much. It's a very tough business.
It absolutely is a tough business. So I absolutely 100% agree with you there. But you know what? Keep working hard at it, and you know, just try to stay up to date on everything. You know, I think the base of the song, you know, obviously has to be there. But you know, production, you can always kind of, you know, make it more modern. Any kind of production, you know, when you go into the studio. But I think the root of the song is got to be there first and foremost. And that's one thing I like about country is, from what it was then to what it is now, it's always embraced that. So.
I agree, and again, as we were talking off air, I've had a number of independent artists on the show, and And country music is to me at least, it's just one big family.
It is. Absolutely.
I have two more questions for you, and then
okay,
and then we'll see if Craig got anything. Okay. But with the invention of social media the way it is right now, do you think it's easier now for people to get a notice by record executives than it was, say, 25 or 30 years ago?
Absolutely. Yes, there's so many more means to be discovered now through all the different social media channels. Yes, 100%.
That's awesome. And I know I kind of discussed venues a little bit, but what's your favorite venue to play?
Oh man, I tell you what, we've got two. I don't think I can narrow it down to just one. I pretty much like every venue we play up in Illinois. I love it, absolutely. I mean, Six Strings Club, Riders, and Scooters Roadhouse are just great venues up in Illinois that we play at. And then Wild Horse Saloon, Nashville. You know, we play at a place called Cowbells down in Mississippi. They're just, man, the fans from everywhere we go are just absolutely amazing. You know, and it's just unbelievable the support you get. And even Roanoke, Virginia, you know, we get a lot of support from Sidewinder Saloon. I can't really just say one. I don't think any of the guys could either. I'm pretty sure we got a ton of them that we just enjoy playing.
I'm on your website now. Speaking of shows, I've got your schedule pulled up. And you guys pretty much tour all over the country, don't you?
We're everywhere, man. there's not really a place that we don't play.
I'm going to be actually in Nashville March 23rd through the 26th. I live about 3 hours west of Nashville, and every chance I get, I always try to make it up there. Every single chance I get.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love Nashville, man. It's probably my favorite city in the world.
Yeah, it's a great place, man. The melting pot for a lot of cultures and stuff.
Oh yeah. Do you have any other questions, Craig?
Actually, I have two questions, if it's okay. One, you mentioned the venues that you've played before, which were Chicago, the Wild Horse Saloon, and what saloons? What would you be interested in playing in terms of Nashville venues in the future? That's the first question. Second question is, do you see yourself being in Nashville around CMA Fest time?
Probably where we're at in Nashville, the only venue we're probably going to still play with is the Wild Horse for right now. It's just, to me, it's the most professional place that I've seen in that area. And they have a wonderful sound system, a great background. I'm pretty sure that's probably the only place we'll really stick with in Nashville for right now, other than playing some acoustic shows here and there at a couple dive bars. But we don't really play Nashville a whole lot. It's because we're not really doing the 4 hours on Broadway and everything. You know, we try to get out and go meet fans at you know, in their hometowns, that since they're unable to make it to Nashville. That's kind of where we go out and play the circuits outside of Nashville. But CMA Fest, nothing just yet. Hoping to, but we won't really know for a couple more weeks.
I do hope to see you at CMA Fest if you do end up playing. But if not, hopefully, I am in Nashville a few times a year. hopefully we'll be able to have the opportunity to play off of the balloon, or if not, you know, right now I'm in turn, I just got off the train, actually. I would love to see you play East if you and your band ever make it to the second woods.
You're breaking up real bad. It was hard to hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting off the train. So I'd love if I'm not able to see you in Nashville for the few times that I'm there, I would love if your band is able to make it up to the Northeast, to New York. I would love to have the opportunity to see you perform.
Absolutely. We'd love for you to. You know, hopefully we'll work on some shows up in the Northeast, you know, post-summer, and we'll be able to do that.
Well, thank you. I would love I look forward to it.
Before we go, do you wanna tell fans where they can find you in the band online, like your social media?
Absolutely. Sure. Just visit Adair's Run. It's the same on every social media we have: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and as well as YouTube. Just type in Adair's Run. It's ADAIRS RUN. And or you can just visit adairsrun.com. So and it'll link you up to all those.
And I follow you on pretty much everything. I follow you on everything. So just want to put that out there.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you for doing this today, Todd.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys having us on the show.
Yes.
Before we let you go, I wanted to say that you've got a open invitation back anytime.
Well, thank you very much, Jay. We appreciate that. So, appreciate all the questions and helping us get discovered by new fans too.
And this goes without saying, but anything you do, I'll be more than happy to help you promote it. Don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate both of y'all.
All right, man.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. All right, y'all take care.
All right,
I'll see you, Todd.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with Todd from Adair's Run. Todd was a good dude, wasn't he, Craig?
Thanks, Cody. Right now I'm driving. So, thank you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think I'm gonna let you go too. And I'll kind of wrap things up here, okay, buddy?
Okay. I look forward to this Saturday's show, your interview with Mary Connor.
I'll definitely mention that. I'm gonna let you go, buddy. And I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. One last thing we wanted to go. I forgot. Lindsay L's album. Show where she's releasing her first EP is this Friday, the 24th. It's first come, first serve. If you're in that, you said you're going to be in Nashville, by all means,
mm-hmm.
if you can go, I would recommend it, and then I'm sure you'll be able to say hello to her at the end. I just told myself.
Yeah, I'll definitely let's see if I have a time for that.
If you can.
I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, all right, buddy?
Thanks so much, Cody. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
All right, see you, Craig. Well, like I said earlier, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with Todd from Adair's Run. Todd's a great guy. He's one of the best. Okay, let's run over announcements real quick. On March 25th, that's Saturday, we have a super talented singer-songwriter Mary Cutter joining us. We have have no Indie Country Radio this week because I'll be out of town. But April 4th we've got super talented Amanda Joe and Billy Lee joining us, also known as Duo Truck Stop Honey. Let's see, that's that. And April 11th, we've got probably one of my favorite people in this world, the incredibly talented Miss Banda Marie coming back on the show. And if you guys haven't listened to our interview from October, I'd definitely check that one out. I believe it was October 4th. Definitely check that out. One thing I did forget, we have April 1st. I guess I realized that that's April Fool's Day. We have a singer-songwriter, Nicole Miller, joining us. Let me see if there's anything else that I forgot. Well, I try and make it a point not to forget these things, but sometimes they just slip your mind, and in all honesty. But let's see. Let me pull it up real quick. If the thing will actually cooperate with me. Any time now. I know what I can do. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. This is our a list of shows coming up. And wow, I didn't miss one. and I'm working on something for the 18th that I'm pretty excited about, and you guys will definitely be the first to know. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here, since you've already heard all the announcements that I can muster. You've been listening to Fleet Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.